It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Another day, another video showing police brutality surfaces and spreads like wildfire. This time it was in Arkansas, where three law enforcement officers were suspended after video shared widely online appears to show them beating a 27-year-old man. The three have been suspended. Two separate investigations have already been launched by Arkansas State Police and the Sheriff's Office. Stay tuned. It's still August, and we've got some pretty serious travel advisories in effect. After a weekend of heavy rain in the South, more than 13 million people remain under flood warnings on Monday. Many parts of North and Central Texas are under flood watches, along with some areas of Northwest Louisiana. Forecasters say increased rain is causing excessive runoff that floods rivers, creeks, streams, and other low-lying areas. Forecasts show an additional 4 to 8 inches on top of the up to 6 inches of rain that's already fallen across the Texas-Oklahoma border. Meanwhile, heavy downpours in New Mexico this weekend forced about 160 people to evacuate from Carlsbad Caverns National Park. Rangers also received a report of hikers being swept off their feet due to powerful floodwaters at Utah's Zion National Park a few days ago. Heads up! The pause on the federal student loan payments is set to expire in 9 days on August 31st. Millions of people are unsure about what will happen when that day comes. Most payments were suspended since March of 2020 when COVID forced closures and stay-at-home orders. President Biden has extended this pause 4 times already, most recently in April. Meanwhile, Democratic lawmakers are urging the president to broadly cancel up to $50,000 in student loan debt per borrower, but Biden has consistently pushed back on canceling that much. With the deadline looming, some type of announcement is expected this week. Stay tuned. Now, this isn't fishy or anything. The Moscow branch of the Russian Investigative Committee said that preliminary information indicated that the daughter of an influential Russian political theorist, Alexander Dugin, who's often referred to as Putin's brain, was killed by an explosive planted in the SUV that she was driving. Witnesses told Russian media that the SUV belonged to Dugin, and he had decided at the last minute to travel in a different vehicle. Well, if you thought we'd be hearing from Lindsey Graham this week, well, we're going to have to wait a little longer. A federal appeals court yesterday temporarily blocked a lower court order for the senator to testify before a Georgia special grand jury investigating the efforts by Trump to overturn his 2020 loss in Georgia. Graham's testimony was expected Tuesday. Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis says she wants to ask him about his request for state officials to re-examine absentee ballots and his statement to Georgia lawmakers about evidence of voter fraud, a claim that election officials debunked. While the appeals court sent the case back to the lower court to consider Graham's claim that he's shielded from having to testify because he's in Congress? Stay tuned. Meanwhile, the judge in the Trump Mar-a-Lago documents case says he still wants to release some of the affidavit underlying the Trump search warrant. But Judge Reinhardt also leaves open the possibility that he won't release anything. Marcy Wheeler at EmptyWheel.net notes that the judge seems to be thinking seriously about that option. One new reason he floated is that the affidavit includes details about Mar-a-Lago, a site which is protected by the Secret Service. The judge also noted that it has been 2 weeks since the FBI seized those classified documents, and neither Donald Trump nor his attorneys have filed one single legal motion about whether the affidavit should be made public. In other words, watch what he does instead of listening to what he says. The man is a liar. And in case you're wondering if it was a fluke or not, Kansas on Sunday finished a recount that reaffirmed the landslide vote to uphold abortion rights in the state. Voters rejected the ballot measure seeking to strip abortion rights from the state constitution by a vote of 59% to 41%. That's a margin of 165,000 votes. This was a partial recount held in 9 counties, and it changed the result by fewer than 60 votes. So there's that. And tomorrow, Tuesday, is primary day again. This time, all eyes on Florida, and New York, as they have their rescheduled congressional primaries too. In Florida, Democrats will choose a nominee to take on Governor Ron DeSantis. In New York, a number of tough congressional races pit incumbent against incumbent as new redistricting maps eliminated a few key districts. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.